Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, the podcast.
It's August, but we're talking Super Bowl. Why not? Because the Bucks and the Chiefs seem like the two teams that are the most favored to head in that direction and meet again in the Super Bowl when we get there in February. But there are other teams that certainly can contend for it. And as we've just been talking about, Key, you know, we could have two different teams, but it just feels like these are two teams set up to meet again. And I am more the extra week to this season. I just feel like all that stuff has to play in here.
No.
When you have a team that I don't mean it that it's going to hurt. I actually think, to say what you were saying, like Bruce Arians not being happy with the Bucs offense and calling them out the way he did, I feel like maybe the longer runway, the extra week, actually helps teams to get over the that little dog day thing of, oh man, back at it after just playing for the Super Bowl, all that stuff. Maybe that can help.
Think about it though. You probably wouldn't necessarily know this because it wasn't reported by anybody, but I could almost guarantee you they had these same issues last year when they went to training camp. But because nobody had access to it and it wasn't brought up, no one's saying anything about it.
Yeah, actually, it did take them about half a season to get right, the Bucs, didn't it?
Yeah. They had the same issues, right, though. But since they won the Super Bowl, it becomes a bigger issue that they struggled in one day of practice.
Yeah, and again, it becomes bigger news because of the way that Bruce Arians brought it up. Let's bring in Peter King. Joins us right now on the Goodyear Hotline Football Morning in America, of course. Peter, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, guys. How you doing today?
Excellent. So Key believes that you could see a regression year out of the Chiefs, and maybe they don't get back to the Super Bowl again, as they've done back-to-back appearances. They win the championship. They get the AFC championship game before that. They've had quite the run. Is there something that you saw while you were at Chiefs camp to tell you that that's not going to be the case?
Well, I think it all depends. They could be starting five new offensive linemen up front, which you might say, wow, that's dangerous. But then again, they allowed Patrick Mahomes to be hit or significantly pressured 29 times, which most people think is the most ever in a Super Bowl game against Tampa. And so clearly, you know, Brett Veach, the GM, and Andy Reid have done major surgery on that line. And that is going to be a huge, huge part of it. I think they're a lot better up front. The question is, how long is it going to take them to show it? They come out of the box against Myles Garrett and Jadeveon Clowney in game one with Orlando Brown playing his first game ever at left tackle. So there's going to be some growing time with the Chiefs. But then again, if you got Patrick Mahomes, he's a pretty good deodorant for something new like that.
Let's stay out west, and the Chargers pick up Brandon Staley, former defensive coordinator of the Los Angeles Rams. He moves over to become the head coach, replacing Anthony Lynn, who's now in Detroit as their offensive coordinator. How important is Coach Staley to the success of where the Chargers are trying to get to?
Well, Keyshawn, I think what I saw, I was with him a week ago yesterday at the Chargers, and I was really impressed with his command of the team and what he's done there so far. But, you know, look, it, 5 years ago, he was the defensive coordinator in Division III football at John Carroll in Cleveland. So, we don't know what's going to happen when times get really hard. We know that the guys who he has coached so far in football, Jalen Ramsey last year with the Rams, he's had a lot of people who said, this guy is ready for this moment, and we'll see. I think that they have a really, really good chance to be a playoff team if a couple of things happen. You know, if basically you've got a normal year of growth and ability from Justin Herbert, who I think all of us really like, and if Derwin James can stay healthy for the first time since 2018, as well as Joey Bosa, who's had a bunch of little nagging things happen to him in his career. So I'm bullish on the Chargers, and I think as of now they've got a really young, precocious, smart coach. Will that translate? Will he become the defensive Sean McVay? We'll see.
Peter King, Football Morning in America, joining us here on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin. Peter, I had an interesting thought yesterday as we look at the Denver Broncos in a quarterback battle with Drew Lock, along with Teddy Bridgewater.
I know, Teddy, right? Bridgewater.
Teddy,
yeah.
Bridgewater. I said to myself, and you tell me if I'm crazy or what the case may be. Kyle Shanahan talked about Trey Lance getting some playing time this year for the 49ers. Should the Denver Broncos be knocking, picking up the phone, kicking the tires to find out what it would take to pry away Jimmy Garoppolo for them? Or should they just let this quarterback battle play out in Denver?
You know, I can see why people might want to go get Garoppolo, but having been in 49er camp, you know, they know in each of the 4 years, in the last 3 years, certainly, that their season ended with one quarterback injury. You know, the year it didn't end with a quarterback injury, they went to the Super Bowl. So I think even though it cost them $25 million to keep Garoppolo on the roster, and he may get passed by Lance at some point early or late in this year, I think the 49ers would have to get blown away by an offer for Garoppolo to do it. And do the Denver Broncos want to trade a first-round pick to get Garoppolo? Would people be totally all in on Jimmy Garoppolo right now in order, you know, to pay maybe the 10th or 12th pick in next year's draft for Garoppolo when you're not necessarily positive about him, either because of his health or because of the way you saw what happened down the stretch in the Super Bowl season and he didn't play great that year? I have a feeling that George Payton, the GM of the Broncos, wants to keep his ammunition for the offseason. Who knows? Will Aaron Rodgers become available? I think so. Will there be good players to pick from in the draft? I think probably so, too. Remember, 1 year ago today, nobody in America ever heard of Zach Wilson, and certainly nobody in the NFL thought he was a high first-round pick, and there he goes being picked second overall. So something's going to happen in college football this year. I can't tell you what it is, but one of these guys is going to really jump to the front, and he's going to be the apple of the eye of a lot of teams, I think more so than Jimmy Garoppolo.
And Justin Fields was another name, right, that was also a guy that,
yeah,
you know, really emerged. And, you know, Peter, it's funny, on that, what you just said there about Denver, I feel like that, if I'm a Broncos fan, I'd be a little frustrated because, wait, we punted on the draft where there were quarterbacks available with the idea
But you of- didn't punt on – they didn't punt on the draft. They got the guy who – right now, quite literally, he's playing. He's learning every position in the secondary. He could be a cornerback who could be a cornerstone player for your franchise. I get what everybody says, but if you were not absolutely sold on Justin Fields or Mac Jones, if you can't see them as the quarterback of your team for the next 12 to 15 years, I think I would rather wait. To see if I could get Aaron Rodgers or a really good guy who I believed in more next year. That's just my feeling.
Yeah, and I guess I didn't use the proper wording there. When I say punted on it, I meant as far as getting a quarterback in the draft. That's what I meant. Decided this wasn't the draft that they were going to get their quarterback with the thought of, okay, well, then clearly they think they can get Aaron Rodgers. That doesn't happen. So is that where they are right now? Not that I want to belabor the whole Broncos thing, but I just ask you that. So is that really what it is?
Yeah.
It's just this is going to be a wait and see kind of thing between Teddy Bridgewater and Drew Lock, but neither one of these guys really is going to be their future quarterback.
I mean, I doubt it, but we'll see. You know, that's why they play the games. Nobody thought Ryan Tannehill was going to be any more than a throw-in in Tennessee, and look what happened. He's been pretty good there. So, I think that – if you have a guy that you think still might be good in Drew Lock, and you don't love the two quarterbacks who are there for you picking at number nine, where the Broncos were last year, in my opinion, you're better off getting a franchise cornerstone player and trying to scotch tape your quarterback thing together and then take a shot on Rodgers or one of the good college guys next year. I don't have a problem with what Peyton did.
Peter, before we let you go, which player out there that no one is really talking about or saying anything about could be the X factor for their team in this upcoming season?
I really like Michael Gallup in Dallas. I think that, you know, I was talking to Dak Prescott, and I told him a story of Tom Brady in that incredible comeback in the Super Bowl, where down the stretch of that game against Atlanta, the two receivers in the last 20 minutes of that game, the two receivers he trusted the most, the two wide receivers, are Chris Hogan and Malcolm Mitchell. And, you know, I said to him, I met Brady a week later, and I talked to him about that, and I said to him, why Malcolm Mitchell, Chris Hogan? That seemed incredible to me. And he goes, Peter, 122 practices. He knew exactly where they were going to be on those sort of intermediate comeback routes, the stop routes on the sidelines, where you put your foot in the ground at 18, Brady has got the ball in the air, and he's throwing at 15. Mm-hmm. And he come back, it doesn't matter how good the corner is, you're going to complete that pass a lot. And that is the faith in the receiver, and that's what Dak Prescott has right now in Michael Gallup. And I totally understand everybody being in love with the other two receivers there. I think Michael Gallup is going to be their equal this year.
Hey, Peter, what you know about an 18-yard stop route, putting your foot in the ground?
Hey, I don't know. I do know this, Keyshawn. I have never run one.
It's pretty impressive, though, that you understood that, though. That's impressive. That's impressive.
Well, I watched that game, and I watched the tape over before I went to talk to Brady, and I said, Chris Hogan and Malcolm Mitchell. And he says, Peter, did you see how they run those routes? They're precise. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what he means. If he can trust the janitor to run down 18 yards and to come right back and catch the ball at 15, he's throwing the ball to the janitor. He doesn't care.
Yeah.
That's, to me, what made those Patriots teams so great and what made Brady so great.
Mm-hmm. That's what makes you great as well, Peter. Thanks so much for the time. We appreciate it as always.
All right, Pete.
Hey, thanks a lot, guys. Take care.
You got it. Peter King on the Goodyear Hotline, brought to you by Goodyear, helping you discover the road ahead. Goodyear, more driven.
Peter's big, so he probably could have played a little tight end or something.
Or a line. But, I mean, he's covered the league forever. I think by now he would know routes and understand
not,
the terminology.
It's not that. It's just funny to hear him say, yeah. 18 back to 15 and precise, put his foot in the ground. It's like, oh,
fantastic
okay.
Anecdote.
I love it.
Let's get some NBA talk here, because a massive extension for Luka Doncic, and we will tell you why the entire NBA and maybe the world is paying close attention. That is next. KJZ, ESPN Radio, and ESPN2 on your TV.
There was a little bit of breaking news.
Breaking news, a monster payday for Luka Doncic.
He got paid.
The Mavericks superstar has agreed to sign a landmark 5-year, $207 million Supermax rookie extension.
This is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Let's go A to Z on KJZ. Alan and Key in with you this morning. So let's begin, Key, with your favorite team.
The Lakers.
Los Angeles Lakers.
The Lakers.
And let's listen to Carmelo Anthony, who is part of the new Lakers, the new look Lakers, who added some pieces, including Russell Westbrook, of course, but Melo being also another player that they added, a well-known superstar player, 37 years old. It's amazing to think that Melo's that old. And he is finally teaming up with LeBron James. He and LeBron, who were part of that big draft class, they were part of, obviously, the core of superstars in the NBA through the first 15 years, 20 years
of this century.
So you've got guys like Melo, you've got Dwight Howard, you've got Trevor Ariza, Mark Gasol. This is an older group. And Melo was asked if there's some concern about the LAARP Lakers.
Different time, different game, more resources than guys had years ago when we first came into the game. I think just the concept and the seriousness behind taking care of yourself, like we really understand what that means from a holistic standpoint, the mind, body, and soul. Like we are there at that point of our career where, you know, we understand the importance of what it means to take care of your body, what it means to take care of your mind. And in this situation, experience comes into play, understanding one another, you know, whereas if all of us would have came together early on in our career, we probably wouldn't have had the same understanding as we're going to have right now. I think we're all ready to just take on whatever role that is that all of us need to do and need to take on in order to reach that ultimate goal, which we all know what that is at this point.
Where's Monica McNutt? Where is she with her balance and wellness? Mind, body, and soul. Melo has talked about, he's dramatically changed his diet. He's trying to prolong his career, as you know. Can this work, Keith?
Absolutely.
Oh, of course it is. You're a Laker fan. You're going to say it's going to work.
You could take all them and put them on the Knicks. I'd say the same thing. You can put them on a lot of different teams. I'd say the same thing. But when you start to look around the league and you're looking at teams that can challenge them, everybody has older guys. Everybody that's good have older guys.
It's always been that case.
And so I don't see what the big deal is that these guys may be long in the tooth. They can still go and they can still play. We missed Dwight Howard so much a year ago. That's why we brought him back.
I thought Dwight was very good for the Sixers. I think he's found his niche and what he is now in the second part of his career. When he was once an MVP, once a Defensive Player of the Year, a great rebounder, a great player, he's no longer that. But he's still a very serviceable player now in the NBA.
Let me ask you this: as my basketball guy right now, were the Lakers good last year?
Yeah.
Is this team better?
Yes.
So what's the problem?
First of all,
why even ask me that question?
I don't have the issue.
And then when I give you the answer, you get mad at me and say, of course you would say that. You ask me a question, I give you the answer, and it's not the answer you don't like.
No,
you're just like a reporter.
I'm not mad at you. What do you think, though, of Melo and LeBron teaming up? And Melo said that LeBron basically said to him, it's time. Now is the time. And he said that it was time to make it happen, that he said to him, I want you on the Lakers. There were other times LeBron could have reached out to Melo saying, you know, let's get him here. The one time Melo wasn't in the league, remember, he was out for half a season.
LeBron
didn't bring him in.
Because it wasn't time.
Now it's time. And Melo said, we were on different paths earlier in our careers, but now is the right time.
And it is the right time. And LeBron signed off on it, which when you have a star player like that, he should sign off on it. And I think when you look at where Melo was at, like Melo said, and where LeBron was at, they were on two different paths. Well, now they come together collectively to try to bring another championship to L.A., which I'm okay with. We saw Melo last year. We saw what that was. We like, okay, he's a role player. He's a role player who can play.
But a very serviceable player.
Yeah, and not going to cause, as people would say, the headaches or the concerns that people had with him in Denver when he played in Denver, or even here in New York where people felt like there was some issues with Melo then. You're not going to get that in L.A. You just he's on a team with LeBron.
And clearly what Melo's doing here is chasing a championship, which
I
have no problem with. So one of his quotes was, this is the one thing I'm missing. This is the thing that keeps me up at night, that motivates me because I don't have it, meaning a championship. George Karl retweeted this. SportsCenter tweeted that quote out. George Karl retweets it. Remember his coach from the Denver Nuggets. Yeah. And George Karl said, and it kept our coaching staff up at night a decade ago when we were stressing the importance of team play and defense. Well, how petty can you be?
That's trolling him.
He got you to a conference final and you lost to Kobe's Lakers in a championship year. That is, there's nothing to be upset about. That Denver Nuggets team went really far with it.
Blame Melo, huh? I guess.
He's just having fun with it, but okay. But meanwhile, also in the NBA, as we continue with A to Z on KJZ, Luka Doncic, at 22 years old, just signed for $207 million.
That's it?
Over 5 years. It's the Supermax rookie extension. He's the first to do it. To be eligible for it, twice first-team All-NBA. That's what made it happen. So for Bill Duffy, the agent, this is a big, big day for him, as well as for Luka.
When you say the first to do it because
it's the rookie
Supermax.
It's the rookie Supermax, which means you'd have to, A, stay with your team, B, twice All-NBA, and he's first-team All-NBA. So that's, that's a rarity.
Because typically they would get the Supermax what year? Like year 7, 8, somewhere in there.
Yeah, yeah. But what I mean is that it's just he's in his third year.
I understand. That's what I said. Usually,
and he's
guys,
been first team all NBA already.
Like, yeah.
He's that guy.
So he can get the Supermax again and again.
Oh, yeah. If he stays with, this can keep going if he stays in Dallas. Now, the Lakers have loaded up. They're trying to win a championship. Golden State wants to make another run at it. You've got this guy now for 5 years at $200 million. Mark Cuban, as we know, is not afraid to spend money. He is a guy that the whole league, you saw the respect that he has now from his peers. He's a guy that the superstars all go, that guy can play. He's good. So can Dallas become a contender while Luka's there? Because you think they should be able to attract players. But do you see them, at the end of this deal, will they be a team that is contending for a championship? LeBron's not going to be in the league at the end of this deal.
I don't know if they can draw somebody to Dallas in free agency.
Why not?
I just don't know.
To play with him?
I think it's
– great market, great owner, great player.
I don't think it's as much – I lived in Dallas.
Yeah.
And it's different, man. It's a different city. It's fun. It's just a different city. And free agents like to go to places – bigger cities on the outskirts, the New Yorks, the LAs.
They want the coast?
They want kind of the coast is the way that I look at it. It's hard for me to envision somebody going to Dallas unless the sales pitch is just crazy. Now,
Jay Kidd, which has great players.
Jay Kidd is there, so that could add something. Nico is there from Nike. That could add something.
Nico Harrison, right?
Yeah, that could add something to it. I mean, it could be an interesting –
Doesn't Mark Cuban also play into this? I think Mark Cuban has to be – first of all, we know the guy is not afraid to spend. He is willing to pay for a championship. He's done it once already. I think he's a pretty popular owner amongst players. I don't think there's a lot of players that have a problem with him. I think that's a guy that
–
if you want to play for somebody, that's a guy I want to play for.
Yeah, I just – I don't know though, man. Because if I had a chance to go somewhere else other than Dallas, I might do that.
All right, before we tie this up, though, listen to Woj. This is on SportsCenter, because when you think about Luka and how important he is, I think, to the league now, because he's going to be, when LeBron moves on, I think Luka's the guy, face of the league type, by the way his peers respect him. Listen to how Woj said the priority of getting Luka signing this extension this summer, what type of priority was it for the Mavs?
Priority number 1, 2, 3, 4. This was it. And I think they certainly had confidence, that Luka wanted to sign the deal, that he's committed in Dallas. There's a lot more to be done. They've gotten to the playoffs twice. He's had some historic performances in the postseason against these two series with the Clippers. But they're trying to put more pieces around him, get Kristaps Porzingis back playing at a high level. They re-signed Tim Hardaway formally today. But Luka Doncic, listen, this is not just an organization that's building itself around Luka Doncic. This is a league that is going to largely be built around his star power.
I see, and that's why I feel the same thing. I think this guy internationally, what he did with Slovenia, who'd never been to the Olympics, I mean, they lose. They had a chance to win bronze. They were 1 point from going against the Americans for gold. A great block by Batum of France stopped that. But Luka like had a fantastic Olympics. This is not a face of the league guy. This is a face of the game guy in the world, or at least could be at the age of 22. And so it was huge for Dallas. Now you hear Kristaps Porzingis, Tim Hardaway Jr. Those guys are good players, but to win a championship, they're going to have to upgrade that. And I'm just curious to see if they can get it done in that amount of time. All right, that is certainly big news in the NBA. Big money, no doubt about that as well. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 is the number as we're talking back into the NFL stuff about the threats to the Chiefs, to the Bucks. Who would be the biggest threat to the Bucks in the NFC? We'll get your calls going certainly on that. But coming up next, Deshaun Watson's back at practice, and what does that mean for him and also for Houston and any trade possibilities as well? We'll discuss that after SportsCenter.
He drives that to right center field. That will get down and go to the wall. Gallo will score. LeMahieu stops at second with an RBI double. And the Yankees have taken the lead once again. It's a 6-5 game.
Luka with the call on the YES Network as the Yankees finally hold on to beat the Royals 8-6. It was not a typical finish at all. DJ LeMahieu had an RBI double to lead off the 11th inning. The Yankees hold on in the bottom of the 11th to win the game. And the Yankees blew leads in the 7th, 8th, 9th, and 10th innings before finally closing out their 9th win in the last 11 games. So this game was the first in MLB history in which both teams scored in the 7th, 8th, 9th, and 10th innings. And that's according to the Elias Sports Bureau. We just mentioned it. Luka Doncic, he agrees to a 5-year, $207 million Supermax rookie extension with the Dallas Mavericks. His agent, Bill Duffy, gave that information to our own Adrian Wojnarowski. The 22-year-old Doncic becomes the first player eligible for the designated rookie max extension upon signing because he's already twice been voted first-team All-NBA, but he's only played 3 seasons so far. The deal also, by the way, includes a player option in the final year. More of the NBA as we have the Summer League going on right now in Las Vegas. The two top picks in the draft go head-to-head tonight. Cade Cunningham and Jalen Green will face each other as the Pistons play the Rockets in a Summer League action. 9 p.m. Eastern, you can watch it on ESPN. Cunningham went for 12 points, 6 rebounds, and 2 assists, 2 steals, but he did have 5 turnovers in his first Summer League game, while Green went for 23 points, 5 rebounds, 2 assists in his debut with Houston. SportsCenter brought to you by Nature Valley. We bring the energy to your mornings, but sometimes the commute and those early meetings wear you out. When that happens, grab a Nature Valley granola bar and head outside for a quick mid-morning break to experience the energizing power of nature.
Nature Valley.
Keyshawn, J. Will Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. So I've been enjoying this new feature to the show, Key. A little hot news or not news. We had Kimberly Martin in yesterday to do that, and that was a lot of fun. So today let's bring in Jeff Darlington, our ESPN NFL reporter.
Jeffrey!
Join us right now on the Goodyear Hotline.
Good morning, Jeff. What's up, guys?
How we doing?
Good morning. Good. Pretty good. I like this new segment, too.
You're looking spiffy. You got the suit. You got a tie. What's happening today?
Well, you know, we're almost to the regular season, so I figure we got to spruce it up a little bit, throw on a tie, and I'm still not wearing any pants.
Yeah, I was going there. You know, so I was going there. We had to. You don't have to display that. It's all good.
Totally. Shorts. Totally. We can clarify. We are wearing shorts. We're just not wearing pants.
That is good to know. See, Key doesn't feel like we should be dressed up talking sports, right? You don't believe in that.
No, I mean I get that. I have a little bit of a different deal, though. I got to present myself as being, you know, somewhat serious, which Key knows is not true at all. But we've got to present it. It's a facade. We've got to maintain the facade.
It's different, right? It's 6 o'clock in the damn morning.
Mm-hmm.
Why would I be sitting in a studio right. with a suit on for 4 hours to talk sports talk radio? We're not sitting at a desk.
No, I get it, Key.
Yeah, this is not.
Look, I
countdown.
You know what's funny? I actually was just looking in my closet, and I was actually, as I was picking out, I was grabbing a tie, and I was thinking, well, I don't need to wear this for Key, but I got and it's no offense, I'd prefer to dress down on this show, but then I got SportsCenter in like 2 minutes after, so I had to put on the tie because I can't tie a tie that fast.
Yeah. Right, with that in mind, then, if because you do have to do sports, and let's get right to it. Hot news or not news, Jeff? So, hot news or not news that Deshaun Watson has practiced after 5 days off?
So I'm going to say not news, and only because I feel like we're just doing the song and the dance here. We're still avoiding the $50,000 a day fine, doing the bare minimum. He was there for individuals, not practicing for team. I mean, it's still clear that Watson wants out. It's still clear that eventually we're going to have to learn something about his discipline. And it's still clear that the Texans are wise to not unload him for a lowball offer from any team without knowing exactly what the discipline on Watson will be. So, you know, this is a weird one. Everybody's sort of toeing the line. But ultimately, for now, this is not news.
Yeah, it's not news at all. Look, he's got, like Jeff said, he got $50,000 a day or whatever it is. And
that's right.
He's just like, oh, I'm here, whatever.
Right.
We'll go through the motions. Not a big deal.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, well, let's move on then. Hot news or not news, Jeff? Hunter Henry injured his shoulder.
It's a little hot. I mean, look, we don't know just yet because the MRI hasn't revealed how significant this shoulder injury is. There's some belief that it's not serious. Either way, though, this is a Patriots team that really invested not only across the roster, but Henry was a major part of these investments this year because the Patriots want to go to more two tight end sets. So it's still early in camp. I don't want to over-exaggerate it, but I do think that this is worthy of our attention because Henry will be a key piece to this offense.
And Jeff is right about that. It is news because anytime you go out in free agency and you spend money to upgrade something at a position, you're not getting a guy that can't play the position. You got a guy that you feel is going to help your football team. And if he's missing significant time because some injury or something's nagging him, yeah, it's a head scratcher.
Speaking of injuries, as we continue with hot news or not news, Jeff, Saquon Barkley returned to practice, but he's hopeful for the season opener.
Great synergy, by the way, Key. I think we're really nailing this together. This is like some sort of dating show. We'd be certainly on our way to blissful reunion. We're just nailing this.
And I think
we're
going to nail this one, too.
I'd love to be Chuck Woolery right now.
I just love the chemistry, Key. Look, I think it is news that he's back. I'm not concerned about the questions about whether he'll be ready for week one. It is early enough in camp that if Saquon is on the field and I mean, seemingly running through, you watch these drills, it looks like he's practicing. This is not these are not fake practices here. So I think this is significant that he's back, and I think that is very significant toward the likelihood that he will play in week one. I mean, we were a month before the regular season. I think this guy is going to be ready for week one of the regular season.
It's great news for the New York Giant fan base to get a guy like this back, and you understand what he means to the offense, both in the run game and in the passing game. As I said before during our pre-show, if he's a 1,200-yard rusher and a 600-yard receiving guy, the Giants should be extremely happy.
We have more great point. Saquon coming up.
And Daniel Jones plays a lot better when Saquon's playing better. So that's a good deal.
That is definitely a topic to discuss. Okay, hot news or not news, Lamar Jackson remains iffy on a vaccine despite the fact that he's had now a second go-around with COVID.
Man, you see, this is where I get nervous. This is where I just leave it up to Key. I don't want to say something that's going to piss everybody off. But look, I do think that – wait, I don't know. Is it hot news? No, it's – I mean, I don't know. I'm not a scientist. Key, well, you tell me. Is this hot news or is it not news?
Wow. You're so scary, you're going to throw it to me.
That's hot potato you're playing.
Here's what I would say. Here's what I would say about a situation like this, man. Everybody has their own beliefs, no matter who they're talking to, from a doctor standpoint, scientist, whatever the case is. He's got to follow the protocols and make sure that he's doing everything that he needs to do, not only to try and protect himself, but also protect the people in the building and around him. If he has a certain belief about the science that he's being told or whatever the information is that he's gathering, he has to go with it. And you have to respect that. And that's just what it is. I can't force or push something on somebody. You can only give them the information, and then they have to absorb it and use it to the best of their knowledge. That's kind of
Yeah. But that still makes – I still think it's news because of who he is.
Oh, I think it's news.
Yeah,
no,
I don't think it's not news.
I think it's news, especially –
that's why I say, Jeff, I don't think it's not news. But
it's news.
It's not
news.
Like, you know, we have to have some type of opinion one
way
or another.
Well, especially, though, Alan, because of the way, Jeff, the teams in the league are approaching it and how they're dealing with players that are not vaccinated. Right. That's why it's news.
That's a good point. Hey, thanks. That's the wiggle room I needed. That's a great point. Unvaccinated players are having to deal with a set of rules that could preclude them, could keep them off the field if they do, in fact, contract COVID. So there you go. I guess it is news.
There you go.
Thanks, Key.
So the last headline for you, Jeff. Hot or not? Oh, wait, no, that's what you guys were playing before. Hot news or not news? Bruce Arians not happy with how the Bucks, especially their offense, has looked lately.
Not news at all in the least. The Bucks are not a team that are going to be perfect every day. Like, this is a boomer bust. Like, they're just not the type of team that Bruce Arians' system is such that, like, this is not a team that's going to go undefeated this year. They're the type of team that is going to, you know, just either pummel or get pummeled. They're going to have good days and bad, and guess what? They're going to be hanging around at the end. I don't think this is news at all.
It's training camp, for crying out loud, Jeff. Guys are tired even with a day off.
It's not news.
And Tom Brady shouldn't have went to the Hall of Fame. It's his fault.
It's his fault.
It's his fault. If he'd have been there resting up, the offense wouldn't have sputtered along. Oh, Brady, man. It's your fault.
See, yeah. But I'll go back to this.
Brady.
I'll go back to this, Jeff. It's sports talk radio. It's supposed to be a big deal. We're supposed to freak out about this stuff. But I kind of agree, too.
I just love that Arians said last week, he said, I just want our practices to look more like football practices than soccer practices, which I just love, a nice jab from an American footballer at that other sport.
Yeah, but you also have him saying that if it was the old days, he'd have them running sprints, but we can't do that anymore. Just love the old
I love when coaches want to try to make you run sprints. Won't you run your ass out up and down?
Yeah, we're not playing well. That's your fault.
Always trying to make somebody run.
Well, Jeff, at least from what we can see, you look spiffy, and I'm sure you're also keeping it cool from the rest of you that's not on camera. Enjoy SportsCenter, and thanks as always for playing.
No question.
All right, fam.
Yeah.
Take it
easy.
Thanks, guys. All right. Darlington again on the Goodyear hotline.
Told you, not a big deal.
I didn't say it was a big deal. I just said on Sports Talk Radio, we make everything a big deal. That's all I was saying. If you make everything not a big deal, what are we going to talk about? Keyshawn J. Will Zubin coming to you live from Seaport District, Pier 17, brought to you by Chase. All right, how about this big deal? Key, you're always saying the next guy gets paid, right? Especially when it comes to the quarterback position. But we might have found one quarterback that might break that trend. We'll talk about that next. KJZ, ESPN Radio, and Sirius XM, Channel 80.
Josh Allen, $258 million. We knew that this was going to happen.
What this Josh Allen deal did was set the floor for Baker Mayfield. There is a premium for guys that are selected number one overall.
This is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? We all go through things socially where we don't feel like ourselves, where we don't feel like going out, where we feel drained, or we're not bursting with energy. And when you're not feeling right, that's where BetterHelp can come in. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills, how to set boundaries in so many different ways, for which it empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who experience major trauma. Therapy is for more than those people, and it's there to help you. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. It's there for you. It's there to help you. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike. today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and The Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
NFL Training Camp 2021 with Keyshawn Johnson, the Arizona Cardinals.
Mighty Mouse is a must-see, and that is Kyler Murray of the Arizona Cardinals. I love to tease him. I don't necessarily like the offense all that much, but the addition of A.J. Green certainly will have me watching. You team him up with Christian Kirk along with DeAndre Hopkins, and you probably have one of the best wide-receiving tandems in the National Football League. And then when you look on the defensive side of the ball, they bring in J.J. Watt. Between A.J. Green and J.J. Watt, I would say it's must-see TV and everything else if you're an Arizona Cardinal fan. I don't have them going far within the division, but they could prove me wrong starting with training camp.
This is the biggest season ever. The countdown to the NFL season continues. Weekday mornings with Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and ESPN2.
Baby, baby.
So, I was just thinking of something for a minute. So, as we go through the league, and you keep, we talked about Seattle, but we talked about the NFC West and how good it can be. And you mentioned Arizona as one of those teams. And what they are is going to be based on, obviously, Cliff Kingsbury, their offense, and then Kyler Murray. Josh Allen got his contract extension, and yesterday that was a big part of the conversation of the who's up next, mm-hmm. right? Baker Mayfield, Lamar Jackson, one of them now will be the next guy that gets whether it's a little more than the $150 million guaranteed, which is the only number that matters. Another quarterback, I was thinking there has to be a place where this stops. You can't just get, the next guy up. Can you define for me next guy up? Because what I look at it is, okay, well, that means the next class is next year. Kyler Murray was number one. Daniel Jones was also a top 10 quarterback. Are these guys now also looking at Josh Allen going, boy, if I have a good year this year, I'm getting that too?
I would.
When does it stop?
Well, what's a good year? Define what's a good year. So,
well,
to
see,
me,
Baker, they won playoff games.
They all won playoff games. They've been in the playoffs. One is an MVP winner. The other was a major candidate with a vote or two or whatever number was.
That'd be Lamar and Josh.
And so when you think about it, next guy up, Dak Prescott went to a couple playoffs, won a playoff game. Mm-hmm. So you see the trend. At least their teams are either winning the division, getting into the playoffs, making a strong run. Josh Allen went to the AFC championship game. Mm-hmm. So if you're talking and referring to a Kyler Murray as a next guy up or a Daniel Jones, they've got to do some of those things to be considered a next guy up. Jared Goff, next guy up. Carson Wentz, next guy up. When they got their extensions done, but they went to Super Bowls and helped teams get to Super Bowls, all of those sort of things.
Carson Wentz was an MVP candidate.
MVP.
Right?
Yeah. Jared Goff, at once upon a time, was an MVP. I mean, so all those guys were in that mold. Russell Wilson had won Super Bowls, all of that. These two have yet to do any of those sort of things. This is a big year for both of them, both Kyler Murray and Daniel Jones. Mm-hmm. This is also a pick up your option year for both of those guys. So if Kyler Murray can get his team to the point where they're in the playoffs and losing in the second round and it looks a certain way, because him and Cliff Kingsbury, in my opinion, and Steve Keim, the general manager, they're all tied at the hip in this situation.
Right.
And if they are headed in the right direction, they win enough games, playoff, et cetera, et cetera, then, yeah, that means that this is our quarterback of the future. Because I don't really know if he's the quarterback of the future for the Arizona Cardinals, even though they drafted him 3 years ago as the number one overall pick. I still don't
know. You're not sure 3 years later.
Because I don't know what the coach is going to happen to the coach and the general manager.
Well, they're all based on his performance, clearly, because you they're had a guy you took in the top 10 in Josh Rosen and immediately moved on from him to take this guy at number one. And change your offense. Added more weapons.
How many years are you going to keep winning 8 games or 7 games?
That's a tough
division.
And
not winning the division or not going to the playoffs? How many years are you going to, as an owner, accept that in Arizona and allow your offensive staff to just be mediocre?
Cliff Kingsbury, by the way, just spoke about the Josh Allen extension and said he hopes that the same thing can happen for Kyler Murray. And he said, I hope we get the opportunity to do that, meaning to give him that extension, because it means we'll have a phenomenal year, just like Josh did last year, and emerges as one of the top players in the league. At that position, you're willing to do whatever you can do to keep that. So I think Kingsbury's even admitting, Kyler's got to have a big year this year, and if he does, we'll be happy to pay him. But it's got
to
happen.
No, he has to have a big year for me to keep my damn job. And if that happens, that means I'm going to keep my job, which means we'll be here together.
Yes.
That's what it means.
Yeah, so
because I don't know if the new coach, if there's a new coach in Arizona that comes in a year from now, if that is what he wants to run.
Specific style.
Specific style. Does he like that style quarterback? Typically, these coaches, they have a certain style and formula that they like. And I don't know if that's what Cliff Kingsbury is running. Can Kyler Murray get underneath the center and run what people think is a traditional style offense on a consistent basis in the National Football League? If I ask some defensive coordinators that I've asked in the past, and the majority of them said absolutely no. Absolutely no.
I just wonder, again, if somebody his – like, that's a big commitment to make to somebody of his size and when you still aren't sure. They've got to be sure after this year, and that's it. That's what makes this huge. Him and Daniel Jones, huge years for
but
them.
But sure.
Keyshawn J. Will Zubin brought to you by Nat Geo. Download the Overheard podcast for curiously delightful conversations overheard around National Geographic's headquarters. Presented by City Advantage Platinum Select Card, the card built for your next adventure. Do you want to say something real quick?
No, I was going to say Bashur means the future. Is he going to be with us the next 10 to 12 years?
Yes, that's a big commitment, no doubt about it. One training camp practice, a very big deal for one NFL player we'll discuss.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.